both sides, we covered a lot of ground yesterday, last week, with Siyata Dishmaya, on the topic of Shihiya, Hakzara, and what we call Hanocha Lechatchila, three separate and distinct Isurim. The first two are found with Feirish in Shas. The third one is also in Shas, just that the words are not used. That's the Gemara on Lamed Chesem and Beis, which tells us that if a person put it down, so it's in effect what's called Batla Shihir Rishon, that he's starting all over again. That's what we call that Hanocha Lechatchila. Right, and we gave a lot of different points. Let's review very, very briefly. Shihir is also Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Hachzorah is a big machlokas, which you're putting something back on an open fire. So, either it's a machlokas, either Shem Yechata B'Gecholim again. And the difference would be that even no matter how cooked it is, it doesn't matter. There's no coolest. When it comes to Shihir, it's more to either Kuant HaChananya, if it's half cooked. Kuant HaRabonon, it's Mitzdamit Varala. If it's Hachzorah, it's also no matter what. It's a greater Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, Rabbeinu Tam says. And according to the Ran, and the Rashba, no. Hachzorah is also because it's Nirekim Avashel, and therefore if it's not Nirekim Avashel, and Derech Bishul Bekach would be Mutter. Everyone with me so far? This is a very brief Hachzorah. Then Hachzorah of this, and then it's Hanachal Chachila. Now you had it in your hand, you put it back down again. You put it on the floor, you put it in the refrigerator, now you're starting from scratch. Here wasn't it. So again, it's a Gerem Machlokas. Pashas and Tosas is also again, still Mishma Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. However, the Rosh and the Kedushi Aran and the Balamor switch teams and they say, no, this is already Aser, if it's already covered, Hanocha Lechatchila is also even if it's covered. So what kind of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim? Sir Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam, Tosas says, no, you'll take away the Blech and you'll play with the fire. And the others say, we're not worried about that. There they agree, the problem is the problem of Nirekim. It's called Hanocha Lechatchila. If you have a question, you raise your hand now. I'm just trying to get back into it after a whole week. So we gave a number of nafkaminas. Would there be an Isur and Erev Shabbos potentially? She, of course, there is. Shem Yechata. Hachzor, if it's Shem Yechata, it could be also, as Tosh says, right before Shabbos. You may put it on before Shabbos and Mechata on Shabbos. You could also say Zer Erev Shabbos Otu Shabbos, which is what the Rosh himself says, and that's why he's made it if it's not cooked. But as we pointed out at the end of the Shia last week, that's unlikely. If the nature of the Isser is what? On Shabbos, is Nirekim Avashel. They don't make zeros like this, Erev Shabbos, Atu Shabbos. That's the impression that we received. Only if it's
how do we resolve the language when the Maser off the Shabbos? How do we resolve the language with more than the Baal Tosfos used for that riot that we're Maser off the Shabbos?
So Rashi took care of it by saying after Shabbos means Shabbos in the morning as opposed to Friday night. But there's no problem from before Shabbos.
Okay.
Very good. Excellent. Then we spoke about a little bit Ayidei Nochri. Shvus to Shvus Vavaka Mitzvah is Mutter, but that's only if it's a direct Isser, Nirekim Avashel. Not if it's a Shem Yechat, they were afraid the girl will put it on and you'll be Mechata. The girl will put an instrument and you'll fix it. That was what we spoke about at the end of this year. I made it very brief. The kids just gave a little bit orientation or reorientation. Are there any questions before we start today's Shir? Today's Shir, we talk about the very important heter of Agabe Kedera. That's very important. We have to look at the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel, and Siv Hey. That's our major thrust for today's Shia. The resolving of the seeming contradiction between Siv Gimel and Siv Hey. Siv Gimel, page 41. Right, page 41. The page is a cut off. That's part of the problem. It's 41. Hamashkin Baboki of a Rosh Ekdicha Tavshilo, the Yorei Penyak Diach Yosef. Yochel lahosir laniach kdeiro yishana reikonis al pi akira. That's like a blech. He has yosin akdeiro shatavshav besocha agave kdeiro reikonis. The zoyer shlo yosin kdeiro so agave karga mishdiro sachas. You can't put it. You put it down on the floor, then it's prohibited because this kdeiro reikonis is simply a blech. That's all it is. It's a plain blech. If you put it down, it's no good. This is the siv gimel. Is it clear? Perfect. The blech, no problem. Yeah? The chiddush is you can create a blech on Shabbos. You put the blech on the fire on Shabbos. Where you put the blech on the fire before Shabbos? Because our blech is usually for Shehiyah purposes. Here it's going to be for Achzara purposes. You're allowed to put the blech on the fire on Shabbos itself. That's Siv Gimel. Siv Hey, the very next page. Not much the next page, 42. I'm probably 46. Siv Hey, Mutter Loses Al Pikderes Chaman B'Shabbes Tavshal Shadis Basham Erev Shabbos Kol Tzarko. Go Panadish L'chayotzi behen, l'chamimon, l'fisha ein, derech bishul b'kach. The source, this is the Rana name of the Rashi. We mentioned it at the very beginning, I believe, which is very nice. Here in Sif Hei, the implication is you can take something from the refrigerator. It doesn't say from where you're taking it. Lite, loses. Loses means anywhere, right? It doesn't matter where it's coming from. It doesn't matter. Problem is, this contradicts Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, it says you have an inverted pan, you can only put a pot on that pan if the pot was never put down on the floor in the interim. Whereas in Sif Hei, you have a pot on the fire. Here the implication is you can put something from the refrigerator on top of that pot. So the Bir Halacha and Sif Gimel asks this question. Let's again back to page 41. V'izor shelo yosef, with a little bracket. The minicha nagabe karka, ein azeh shem chazara, shiro tzadicha achakach, uchizchilas hanocha damya, to asra afilo al kikira gufa ktuma, before she gemara, lamin chesem, it breaks. Afilo haramom oda la hanocha b'shabas lachat chilasi, cannot go to gemara. Ulechora sosra mechaber satzmo, ulechaman besifhei hetik ledinas divya rashba, hufa b'beis yosef shem aran, perakira, Shekasa, Bishmo, Shom, the Muta Lita Nachatila Bishabas, the Avshak Deira Hatachton Omedatal Haesh, Kevishim Avsekes, Umamed Akdeira Oleho, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach, Vadifa Mikira Grufok Tumo, Vadi Kamamanegat Madura, the Mutra of Bishabas, and like a bushel called Soroko. Whoa, so that's a major stira. Is it, if you're putting something on top of a pot or a pan, is it mutter only if it was in your hands and put it down on the floor? Or is it mutter even if it had been put on the floor in the interim? Umatzasi b'dogel mervava, asks Kasha. Is the mechaber holds like the Ran? What did the Ran say? The cave on the ain pandish. Dark ol' efoso agave kiri, eshlakum. The Ran himself said that the only time they made this zera is if you put something on the fire in a normal fashion. So you have something which is used to steam vegetables normally. And you put on meat, so there's no problem, because meat you wouldn't put in this fashion. That's what the Iran says. Hu docha godol. Tamachabal osvir leklal shi deserval adina. It's very difficult. Very difficult. Achakak matzosi b'fri megodem sheyishev kuzu akushe b'tuv tam. Can you imagine you get an endorsement from the Chofetz Chaim? B'tuv tam. B'fri megodem steretz. What's that? For who? The Besif Hei Sha'ariz Be'omedes Al Gabi Kederes Chamel Tavshil Lo Nechshav Klal Ka'omed Al Gabi Kiro U'lehochi Mutter Aflita Lechatkila B'Shabbos. In other words, on top of a full pot filled with water or filled with cholent, it's no problem. Mash'en Kei B'Nyanenu Shakdera Reikonis V'omedes Raklis Namas Choma Kiro. It's an empty pan Shlo Yekol Kachom. But the Rav is called a crooked blech. That's all it is. A crooked blech. So the Pre-Megadim distinguished between an empty pan, which is just a plain blech, in other words, and a full pot. A full pot. It's permissible to put something from the floor or from the fridge on top of it on Shabbos. Is it clear? This is the terrace of the Prima Godin, which is endorsed by the Bir Halacha as having Tuv Tam. Any questions? This is very important. Yes?
Could you just go over it?
Sure. Sif Gimel is referring to an empty pan. An empty pan is just a blech with a little bit of a curve. That's nothing. You can't put from a fridge onto a blech, so you can't put from a fridge onto a pan, an empty pan. However, Sif Hei is a pot full of water, a pot full of cholent. You may put kugel from the fridge onto the pot full of cholent or of water. Why? Ein derech bishul b'kach. Doesn't look like cooking. That's the answer. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, have I got it straight? This is the pre-Megadim's distinction. Very, very important. This distinction of Osai is with respect to Hachzorah or Hanocha on Shabbos itself. It's quite a remarkable bir halacha in Siman Reish Nun Ches, which I think requires immediate attention in analyzing this Prima Gadol. That's to be found on page 45. Page 45. Very, very, very important. Page 45, it says as follows. The Machaber says, Mutter lahaniach mi bod yom kli sheyesh bo davar kar al gabei kedei rechama. You're allowed to put food on a hot pot from before Shabbos. It's not called atzmon. It says to be alocha, mutter. From a kedei ratachton emunachas al gabei ha'esh. Then it's mosif hevel. You have atzmon problems.
That's Rashi.
Okay, correct. But if there's no begodin, there's no din of atzmona according to us against Rashi, yesh lazeh din shihui, or we call it shihia. The tzorech shihia hadover kar nisbashel kemachal ben drusoi mi ba'od yom l'das harav mitramo liel b'simen reish nun gimel. Who sets up? The Magen Avraham, the prima godin. What does it say over here? You have food. It's on a pot full of food. You put this on Friday, so it has to be cooked, at least half cooked before Shabbos, in order for this to be permissible. Question, Rabbi Osai?
Yeah.
I have a question for your question. What's the din in Reish Nun Gimel if a person places food, not half cooked, on Erev Shabbos, on a blech, not on an open fire? Mutter or Asa? Mutter, correct. So I'm asking you a shayla. If it's mutter to put food which is not yet cooked on a blech, kavachomer, it should be mutter to put it on what?
On
top of a pot. On top of a pot?
Sure.
Yet, the same people, the same Prima Gadol, who says back in Reish Nun Gimel that a full pot is superior to an empty pan. Let's review. In Reish Nun Gimel he said, a full pot, you can even put from the refrigerator on top of it on Shabbos if it's a piece of cooking. An empty pan you may not. Yet when it comes to Friday, it's exactly the reverse. Friday, an empty, if it's a blech, which is an empty pan in effect, you can put even less than half cooked food on that on Friday. And yet the Shulchan Aruch, as per Prima Gadol, the Reish Nun Ches, if it's on a full pot, you may not. You may not put it there unless it's either half cooked or fully cooked. Mistamik Varalo. This is a bombshell kash. Kash is bothering me since we learned Shabbos way back, I don't know, who knows, 15 years ago. This kash bothered me. I never saw anyone ask the kash. It's such a bomb kash. I never saw it in print anywhere until recent years. I saw it in two places. I thought it was my kash. I discovered America. I found it in two places. First in a temple called the Nachal Zeret by some Rav of Bnei Brak, and then it's in the new gorgeous Shulchan Aruch. What's that called? Hadras Kodesh. They have a Siman Reish Nun Gimel. They have a thing called Yalkut something, Mefarshim Chiburim in the back on Siman Reish Nun Ches. They ask this kasha. What's going on? It's a contradictory mamish. Mamish a contradiction. They also go as far as to say my yisod. I thought it was my original yisod. The Nachazer did not say that. They have my yisod. Baruch Hashem, if you go on a straight path, you bump into people. That's what my rabbi used to talk to me when I was a kid. I would say something, he said, oh, that's the Marashor's kasha. I was so disappointed. I was 12 years old, I wanted to have my own kashas. So with the Marashor's, I was disappointed. He said, when you walk on a straight path, you bump into people. Right? So I bumped into the Hadras Kodesh Shulchan Aruch. It's mamash my yisod. What's my yisod? Yes?
Okay, so over here you have two dinners. You have one din of Hanafa and one din of Shia. So on Shabbos itself is Hanafa. It's a totally different din than the Shia.
Correct. That's the answer. So my Yisod was as follows. Rabosa, it's true when it comes to Nirek and Mevashel, a full pot is superior to an empty pan or a blech. Why? Because we saw in the Mechaber, in Reish Nun Gimel Sifei, based upon the round that we saw last week, that if you put something on a full pot, ein derech bishul b'kach, so there's no nirek and mevashel. Okay. Not nirek and mevashel, because it's on a full pot. However, who said that this is true by grufa k'tuma? Gufa Ketuma only accomplishes one thing. Gufa Ketuma takes care of what, Rabosai? Hold on. Gufa Ketuma, at first glance, takes care of Shem Yichata B'Gacholim. It's possible to say that Gufa Ketuma cannot take care of Shem Yichata B'Gacholim, cannot take care of Niratim Levashel, and conversely, that a pot full will not eliminate the issue of Shem Yichata B'Gacholim. Why? What takes care of Shem Yichata B'Gacholim? A heker. What's a heker? Something unusual. A blech. A pot full on the fire? That's Maisim B'Chol Yom. 7 days a week you have full pots on the fire. That's no heker. I won't remind you not to do Shiur HaHachzorah. I won't remind you of anything. What a tremendous idea. So if this is the case, Rav Osai, listen for a minute. If this is the case, what is going to emerge logically? If you have two separate tikkunim, one's a full pot, one's an empty pan, each one accomplishes only one thing. The full pot accomplishes what? That's not Nirikam Mavasha. The Ferish is we read the Machab and Sefer. It does not accomplish the problem of, does not eliminate the problem of Shem Yichata. The empty pan or blech is the other way around. It knocks out what? Shem Yichata Big Echolim, but it may not knock out the Nirikam Mavasha. That's an abstraction so far. That's how we apply it to answer the Kasha against the Prima Gadol. On Friday, Rav Osai, the Easter of Shehi is clear. It's Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. Everybody basically agrees. Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. Said the Prima Gadim, for that an empty pan works. It's a Mefurosh Gemara, didn't Shulchan Aruch, Reishon Gimel. But a full pot will not work. It's not a heker. So it does not eliminate Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. So the Prima Gadim, I told you, Reishon Ches, what do you require? You require Machal Ben Rusoi, the Das Arav, in Reishon Gimel, that Machal Ben Rusoi, it could be on an open fire. If it's Machal Ben Rusoi, it could be in an open fire. A pot on top is no worse than an open fire. But if it's less than Machal Ben Rusoi, the full pot won't help to eliminate the Chayav Shem Yichata B'Gacholim. That's number one. That explains why the full pot is effective on Shabbos, not effective before Shabbos. Okay? Again, different stages of cooking, otherwise it doesn't add up, obviously. But we can go the other half and say that the blech, a.k.a. Kedera Reikonis, will eliminate what? Eliminate Shema Yechata B'Gacholim. And it'll assume that Hachzorah is also Shema Yechata B'Gacholim. But it will not eliminate what? Hanokha L'Chadchila. We can't... What did you say? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little confused. Sorry, I'm skipping some steps. Let's assume like this. We'll say that what? That the empty pan will be matir wat shehiya, because there's no Shem Yichata B'Gacholim, correct? But the empty pan, as we see in Siv Gimel, is not going to be matir hanochol lechatchila. Why won't it be matir hanochol lechatchila? Because hanochol lechatchila is also Shema, because of Nirikim Mevasho, and an empty pan or a blech cannot eliminate the Nirikim Mevasho. So although it seems to be contradictory, mamash min akotze lakotze, makes perfect sense. Keino yonirali. Keino, that's what I thought, a gevaldige teretz. My teretz, Rabosai, is against the Mogen Avraham. That's where my biggest bane here is the Mogen Avraham. Yes?
I don't understand why seeing something sitting on top of the whole pot, why is it that you're reminding
us of the pot? Very good question. The answer is, what's supposed to remind you is not the seeing of the something on top of the full pot. That's what's supposed to remind you.
Like the tumor, right?
Well, what's supposed to remind you is that something very unusual is on the fire. It's not normally there. So it's a heker. It's just this kufa ktuma. That's a heker. It doesn't remind me. I better keep my hands off policy. But the pot full of cholent or of water, that's not unusual. It's there every single day of the week. So although you are correct that the Kavan Kugel on top might be somewhat of a seeing or a sight, it may be insufficient to remind you not to touch the coals.
You're being Shechata in order to cook the kugel. So if you see the kugel sitting in an unusual fashion,
correct. So the Mogen Avraham says like this. I'm not saying it wrong. The Mogen Avraham, where is Mogen Avraham here? Let's take a look at Mogen Avraham. Where is Mogen Avraham on both sides? Who can find it for me? The Mogen Avraham. Where's Shulchan Aruch? How am I going to find this? Where's Shulchan Aruch? Reish Nun Gimel. Here we are. 39 to 41, maybe. Let's see, 30 to 42. Let's look at those pages. Oh, that's Mishnah Berurah pages. No, I don't want that. I want Mogen Avraham pages. Where are we going to find? Oh, earlier. Earlier. Page 26. 26, actually probably 25. 25, I both say. Page 25 is what Tzvi says. You're Machavet and the Mogen Avraham. I see that you are correct within the Shittas Mogen Avraham. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. When the Mechaber says that you can put the pandish on the Kneira Malaya, says the Mogen Avraham, it's in the last narrow line, pandish, the Kevon, she ain't bo rotev, ain't bo bishul, as we said in Shinit Chesif Tezvav, who mishim chitu inami lekal and migzah, she ain't derech bishul bekach, lefisha kdeira mafsekes. Who said so? Who's he quoting? Who's he quoting? Magid Mishnah Perek Chav Beis. I dare you to find this in the Magid Mishnah Perek Chav Beis. Anybody look it up? Who looked up the Magid Mishnah Perek Chav Beis? No one looked it up. How can you not look it up? I told you to look it up, the Magid Avraham. Nobody looked it up. He never said that. All the Magid Mishnah where there was quoted the Rashba, where he said what? Ein derech bishabaka. The Magid Mishnah never said that there's no chashash chitui. Never said it. Never said it. So the Mogen Avraham holds it, as he said. It's, although you often have full pots on the fire, you don't put kugel on the top of the full pot, and that itself is a heker to eliminate the chashash of chitui. But if that's the case, my dear friend, we're going to have to argue on Reish Nilches. What does Reish Nilches say? That if you have a full pot, you still have Shem Yechata problems. You're going to have to disagree with that. Okay, don't feel bad. You know who disagrees? You know who disagrees? Maybe you're Lubavitch Chassid. Alfi Rebbe disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Reish Nilches says that the Prima Gadim is wrong. There's no problem of Shem Yechat the Gacholin if you're on top of a full pot. Maybe it is. See, you're Mechaber Mamash to the Alfi Rebbe. Wow. That's tremendous. What? He's Mechaber to the Alfi Rebbe. But that's going to be against the Prima Gadim. Okay. So against the Prima Gadim. So against the Lubavitch, don't offer the Prima Gadim. No problem. No problem. How will you answer the stira between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei? We'll answer the same way. That a full pot is not Nerikim Avash, an empty pan is. But a full pot is an additional Maila, Tzvi says. It also prevents Shem Yechad and Vigacholim. Iration and Ches, Prima Gadim, it's wrong. Okay. You could say that. You could say that if you wish.
So it falls the best in all cases.
Yeah, it's a full win on both scores, but that's against the Prima Gadim. Could be. Could be. Could be. It's possible. Can't say it's impossible. But the way we said it, it comes out maybe a little bit fancier, okay? But what I'm driving at is leading to a very important conclusion, Rabbi Osai. If that's the case, the Mechaber, Rabbi Osai, the Mechaber is going to have to limit himself when he says in the Yisrael of Hachzara and Hanacha, it's only because of what reason? Nirikim Avashim. The Mechaber denies what? Shema Yechad V'Begachol. Well, we already saw that in the Mishnah Berurah last week. The Pashtus is the Mechaber Pashtus, like the Ram and the Rashba, the Chacham Isfart, that hold that the Yisr Shehir is true with Shema Yechad, Yisr Hachzor, and Hanacha are both Nirikim Avashim. They deny Shema Yechad V'Begachol. They don't hold from it. By Hanacha for sure not, and maybe even by Hachzor not. Hanacha for sure not because it's a covered fire. And I'm not going to maybe not because the food is so far along in its cooking process. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Okay, this is very, very important. Very important. Now, this being the case, we understand very well, if I'm right, or even if Tzvi's right, that there exists an opinion which maintains against the Mechaber in Reish Gimel Hei. You may not put food from the fridge back on a pot full of food on Shabbos. Why? Called the my version Shem Yechad V'Gacholim. Only the Mechaber is Matter in Reish Gimel Sefeg, because he denies Shem Yechad V'Gacholim when it comes to Hachzor. It's fully cooked food. There's only a Shem Yechad. There's only a Nirikim Avash. There is no Shem Yechad. Well, let's take a look in Simon Shin Yud Ches, gentlemen. But we'll see that this is what the Kabbalah says over here in Reish and Gimel Sotei, as a Dover Poshut. In Shin Yud Ches, he says twice that it's not at all a Dover Poshut. It's page 28, gentlemen. Look at page 28. Page 28. No. Page 28. Page 27. Sorry. Page 27. The Siv Zayin quotes two opinions. May you put a kli sheyesh b'davar cham on a kdera atmuna al eish. First day it says yes, second day it says no. Ches seems to repeat itself. Laniach davar karsh in his bashar kol tzarko agabi mechem shal eish. Yesh omrim it's mudur. And yesh omrim that it's asur. Harishon nira ikar. The mechara is nota lekula, as he said in Reish Nun Gimel. Sifei. Lakula. Okay? So he's not on the cool here as well, though he quotes two opinions. Why are there two opinions? According to one opinion, in fact, it's going to be prohibited. Why? Because the Shem Yechata Begacholim. The Pashtus, because the Shem Yechata Begacholim. Therefore, it seems to me, Rabbi, I'll say, I'm not a fan of the heter of Kedera Agabe Kedera. I don't like it. Why don't I like it? Although the Mefurash Mechaber, number one, it's 2 days in the Mechaber. Number two, what should emerge from my analysis is that there are more should reject it. The Ramon never rejected the Beferish, but he should reject it. Why should he reject it? Because after all, he holds the Yisra of Achzara, we said, it's Shem Echata Bekacholim, the Horaya, it's over, oh, sorry, Erev Shabbos, also with the Goy, the whole business. However, according to those who say that it's Shema, that it's Nirek and Bevasho, again, Nirek and Bevasho says it's not Nirek and Bevasho, that's the Mechabu with the Rashba. But the Ramon, the Shem Echata Bekacholim, according to my analysis, should in fact really answer the head of Kedera Gabe Kedera, as in fact is one day of both Shin Yud Ches Zayin and Shin Yud Ches Ches. One day it is in fact it's also the Mechavah, the Rishon Nereika, the Hepta, because he holds it's only Nereika Bevash, which doesn't apply. The Ramah, who holds the Shem Yechad, should answer it. However, I have an answer for that too. I don't, people call me, Rabbi, why are you being so strict for me? I heard of this hefta about Kedera Agabe Kedera. Why are you making tzoras to me? I have an answer for you. Kedera Agabe Blech. Hey, not bad. Kedera Agabe Blech. So the Blech, according to this, takes care of which problem? What? Shem Yechata. The full pot of water which all takes care of what problem? Melzik and Mevasho. I have another answer. Put it on top of your urn. It's a non-adjustable urn. There is no Shem Yechata. It's a non-adjustable urn. So then, there's no Shem Yechata Begachol. So therefore, it's Kedera, Gabe Kedera. There's no Nerekim Bevashal either. Those are my two tricks. On top of an urn, or on top of a Kedera, Agabe Blech. Yes. You mean, are you talking about a crock pot? Crockpot is a major problem with crockpots. We'll try to talk about it either today or else next week. Very major problems with crockpots. Not simple at all. Not simple. Before that, yes?
There are some Sephardim that have a special urn, the ones from Iran, that has an opening on top and a pot goes over it. And that's what they use. I mean, there's constant flow of.
Is it adjustable or not adjustable?
The temperature?
Yeah. No, it's not adjustable. Even an Ashkenazi could use it, in my opinion. Because it's not Nerek HaMavashim, it's not Shem Yechata. So I have no problem with that. That's great.
But they only use that small pot for, tea essence. Technically, they could use that to heat anything.
They can take something, according to me, they can take something from the fridge, piece of kugel, put it on top, in my opinion.
On shots.
In my opinion. There's a thing called a double boiler. You ever know what that means?
Yeah.
You cook vegetables, right? Steam vegetables in a double boiler?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Never heard of it. I'll tell you a story. When I got married, so my aunt gave us a present, a set of pots and pans. Of course, she bought it for the chazan. You understand, So we had to bring home pots, the whole back full of pots and pans. Baruch Hashem. We still have those same pots and pans. I said to my wife the next day, I said, something is broken over here. There was one pot that wasn't flat. It was round in the bottom. She just started to laugh at me. Never heard of a double boiler? I said, no. My wife and my mother never used it. A double boiler means you have a you have a regular flat pot filled with water, and you have a concave pot that you can't, it'll fall over, but it fits in, and you put vegetables in, it steams the vegetables. That's how people make steamed vegetables. Good, delicious. Double boiler. Rabbi Shimon and I had a paskin that a double boiler may not be used as for the heifer of Kedera Agave Kedera. Doesn't work. Why not? It's very much Nirikim Mevashel. But what do you mean? The Shulchanor said it's not. Shulchanor wasn't talking about a double boiler. Shulchanor was talking about a contrived contraption. You make some crazy thing, you take a chulchan pot or an urn, you put something on top. That's, no one ever cooks that way. But a double boiler, everyone cooks that way. You're always cooking things that way. So you're not allowed to put your kugel on top of that double boiler. Even though you only use a double boiler for vegetables, not for kugel or for chicken. So according to the Ran, maybe it would be good that the Bialacha Club, but that Ran is rejected. So therefore it's not allowed. That, in my opinion, it's absolutely not allowed. Yeah?
What were we saying about a non-adjustable urn? The same thing for a non-adjustable hot plate?
That's my favorite baby is a non-adjustable hot plate. In my opinion, the way that what you should do on Shabbos to heat things up, your dry food for the refrigerator, is only one way. I mean, the non-adjustable hot plate. In my opinion, it's het der gum. Because neither reason applies. There's no shemi echad. There's no adjustment. There's no nirekim avach. Who cooks on you? Can't, they're not made for cooking. We'll see this soon, Rabbi Moshe's Lashon. They're not made for cooking. Rabbi Ida said it's mut. He and I, the only one in the world, say it's mut. Everyone else has fumus. But I think it's het der gum. Have the government. This is logically. Neither reason the plucks. Can they really? Oh. So that's why I'm not a big fan of the Kedera Blech. The Kedera Blech try to utilize the logic of Kedera Agabe Kedera. Right? Not Nirikim Mavash. Not so simple. Right. In other words, you can argue as follows. When do we say that it's not Nirikim Mavash? When do we say that? If you have a pot, which is normally used just for flame, children, the plain water. Now you put a piece of kugel on top, it's never used for that. And if a guy walks in and says, you're cooking, what's he going to say? What are you cooking? You're cooking the water, you're cooking the chowns. Not cooking the kugel on top. We had a suggestion that that toast on the test, if you recall. But if he sees a kedera blech, just two pieces of metal with water in between, what? You're cooking the water? You don't even see the water. Where'd the water end up after Shabbos is over? Where? Down the drain. You're not cooking up that water. It's nirik mavashal the kugel, nirik mavashal the chicken, not mavashal the water. The water goes in the garbage. That's why I'm not a fan of the kedera blech. It's no worse than the regular blech, but it's no better, in my opinion. That's why I'm not a big fan. I know that some will disagree, but that's what I thought. Okay, you understand my position in this matter? This is my position, the halacha lemaisa. However, Rabosai, there are some sfarim in the room. They may have a different opinions completely. Someone's supposed to bring me up, so Yaakov Yosef didn't come. Let me tell you what I think the Sephardish sheet is, which is more of a cooler. And you can understand it, Rabbi Avadya has this opinion, and it's based on a Machtis HaShekel. The Machtis HaShekel can be found, let's see. The Machtis HaShekel can be found, I'm going to find it. Page 25. Remember the steer we had between Sib Gimel and Sib Hey? Let's see how the Master Shekel answered the steer. I hope it gets it. I'm not sure if you even have it. It's the last three lines in the first column. It's about to get cut off. Hiksha b'sefer Torah, sefer Tos v'Shabbos, Tov Shin. Lama b'panadis shikir arves Yosef hol lek there mafsekes. He's in afidu l'chatfilo. U'v'siv gimel kotla b'mashkem b'boker. Ena matel l'chazara avalo. Who can read this next line? You're a genius. All you get is one word, but half letters. Not even half. Avalo what? Liten, great. Next word, lechatchila. How do you see that? I have mamash. I have nothing. I can't. You're very good. Anyway, here's the kasha. We know the kasha. The kasha was raised by the Bir Alacha. You guys are real geniuses. I can't read anything here in this line. Okay, that's the kasha. The teretz will be on the next column, I guess. Take a look at his parents. Calls us his shapa shekaz adapta davar yavesh sheein bo morok ki agav na afilu lechatchila avolo b'davar sheyesh lo morok afilu hicham. Then came us his shapa haydesiv gimel the mashma the ma'abo sheyesh lo morok and the sif hey there's no morok. Interesting. A distinction between what and what? Liquids and solids. Liquids, Rabosai, is prohibited on the agave kedera. There's no head of clear agave kedera. And solids are permissible. That's the terrace of the Machzis HaShekel. Where did he get it from? He got it from the Mogan Avram. Shin Yud Ches, Siv Katan Chavov. Where is that? That is page 27. Page 27. You may recall, with a bit of a seer in the Mechaber, Shin Yud Ches between Zion and Ches. And Zion is left 2 days. And a ches is that he's not reaching the Iker to be maker. It's a contradiction. Says the Mishnah Ram Chavov, Nir Iker, Kevan Shakdera Mafsekas Lodomer the Kira, the Hosan Akdera Omedes Agabi Oesh Mamish. But Sarachian, Lobolo Echriar Abbe Sosa Besiv Zion Lahatir, Tubatma, Lo Kosan came the simulation of Gimel, that it's Mutter, Vyesh Lomar, Dafkut Sli Mutter, Little Lechatkila Agabe Kira Grufo. Ava mavushal osur litno al gabe kiro afilu ucham shema misham bishul the gazvin and shema yitain olav shukar ve'mutar al chazor. Look at his teretz, unbelievable. That's pshat mechaber. Siv zayin it is not machriya because it's talking about a liquid. Siv ches is machriya the kula talking about a solid. So too siv gimel is machmir to be to anochal chatchila. Talking about a liquid, and Sifhei is Mekel, talking about a solid. Wow. Wow. Says the Magen Avraham, when we call Makom Yesh Lahokel, even for liquids, the Mashab of Magen Mishnah, the Kevin Akdeir Mavsekas, Odif Mikir Gufa, the Shor Elitin Alea, Tav Shilcham, even if it's liquid, as long as it hasn't cooled down. So the Machaber Shat, according to Shitas HaMogan Avram, is this way. A distinction between solid and liquid. And the Machta Shekel took that distinction which the Mogan Avram used to explain the difference between Shin Yud Ches, Zayin, and Ches. He used the same distinction between Resh and Gimel, Gimel and Hay. A brilliant idea of the Machtis HaShekel. Says the Ravadi, Yechav Edas, Chelek Bey, Simen Mem Hay. That being the case, you can take dry food and put it, which was in the fridge, and put it on a blech. Imagine. Don't make a distinction between what and what. A full pot and an empty pan or a blech. No. Make a distinction between solids, which is mutter for both, and liquids, which is also for both. Ad kan diri avadja akadoshim, yichav adas, chelek beis, simen mem he. Nu, I'll ask for kasher, rabosai. How can Ravadi say what he says? How in fact is a kedera reikonis any better than the blech? So Ravadi in fact is matter of blech too, but in the blech kotum, and then the Gemara says beferish and the flamet ches and the beis by a kira group of tuma he needs like a bekami you can't put it back. Ravadi forgot a Gemara. If anybody who can be sure didn't forget a Gemara, it's Ravadi. He doesn't forget anything. He doesn't forget anything. So how can Ravadi say shalita that you can put it on a blech, it's against the Mefurish Gemara. But all you're parrying with Machta Shekels, with Mogan Avroms, with Machabes, it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara, Rabbi Sai. Why you'll say the Gemara is only referring to a case of Dabar Lach. And that's why it's also, we're talking about Dabar Yovesh Shverer. What do you want to say?
I have said that maybe we're forced to have it on the Gemara and try to put it back on.
So good, put it in the fridge. You make it in both.
I'm sorry.
Nichagabe karat, I put it in the fridge, same thing. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbat, the Blamet Chesed Beis, it was there last week. Nichagabe karka, then is no heter to put it back on the fire. Doesn't help Oda Biyodo, doesn't help Tatsal Lahavzir, doesn't help a covered fire, nothing, nothing helps. So before she went, nothing helps.
This appears like she and Rishonah.
But the but lashir rishona. That's what Rashi in the Mishnah Berurah said. What's going on? So Ravadi the Yalkut Yosef says takes care of the kasha. He says in those days there was a derech once in a while to cook on an esh ketumah. There was once in a while cook on a covered fire. As opposed to today, we never cook on a blech. That's a bavadis basic teretz. So therefore, bavadis matter, in effect, putting stuff from the solid food from the refrigerator on the blech, based upon an ofana machzis hashekel. That's how we understand the difference between sif gimel and hay. Based on the magen avraham, she is ches of chavav, distinguishing there between sif zayin and ches. Hetagama. So I saw that tape in Nachal Zere that I made reference to earlier, page Kuf Pei Beis, where he says as follows. Yes, I'm about you. You're right. You're right if it's far than you're right. That's how the Mogan Avraham was trying to Mechaba that way. But the Mogan Avraham himself rejects a distinction. The Mogan Avraham himself rejects a distinction between one and what? Solids and liquids. He says that he's making leave when it comes to liquids. He must be a Paul like the Prima Godim. And the Farish, the Pasha says, against he holds like the Prima Godim, Rabbi Osai, it has to be this way. So Sfarim, Melim, but not Ashkenazim. It's not going to work for Ashkenazim.
Sorry, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Ashkenazim
eating as far as house. No. So he'll rely on the Sfarim. We had a cloud at the beginning of this man that if anything is a machlokas aposkim and somebody did it, someone else can rely on it at the end. So Maran Bet Yosef, according to the Machzor Shekel, it's not bad. But for Ashkenazim to do themselves, shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be done. It really shouldn't be. Okay, Rabbosai, we now have only a few minutes left because I have to stop on time today. I want to discuss, since we're in the Smicha program, I want to discuss Smicha. Okay, that's fair. Open to the Gemara, Rabbosai. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Mahu Lismo. Here we have it. Smicha. Not the kind you're used to, but this is page 2. Page 2. Yibarlu, the first wide line. Mao lismok bo. Tocha vegaba osur ava lismok bo shaper dami. O dilma loshna. So Shaila, what is this? What does it mean, smicha? What does it mean? Says Tosfos. What does it mean, smicha? Says to the bottom of Tosfos. Matter to show you this smoke. Umikomak amen lilva mikan this smoke etal esh. The shani ocha the dofne kira mafsike menol esh. Here's my hat. Why do I wear a hat? To show us what a kira looks like. This is exactly the reason for a kira. A kira is a, you know, you put in a pot and it is, so what does this smoke mean? I put the pot here. What's between the fire and the pot? The wall. The wall of the kira separates between where the fire is and where the pot is. Shine. Okay. That's the shaila, Rabbi Osai. So this is the din of dolphin mafsik. That goes morach and says, no, you don't need a dolphin mafsik. It's not clear. The Mishulchan Aruch and Meshman Gimel Sif Aleph says, mutal lismof, doesn't say the word dolphin mafsik, doesn't say he's with chutzala. The Magen Avraham requires open mafsik and shinyut ches lamet ches. It's not exactly clear. Okay, you see the Gemara? Everyone see the Gemara? Now let's turn to the riff. Very important riff. Where would the riff be? Anyone can find it for me? Here's the riff. Here we go. Page 10. Page 10 is the riff.
Is your wife Rashid,
correct? Oh, very good. Says the riff in the fourth line at page 10. Umaskana, the lo yitain means lo yishe. Afil lishos, he gar up a kotet mini lolo. He passed like rabbanon against Hananya. How do you know? How does he know? Last narrow line in the riff, after the suga, he borlu, mal lismok lo. Tocha vegabu di osur, ava lismok shaper dami. Odil malosh na. Umidam rina, tocha vegabu di osur, shaminan. The Yasser Lishos, Agabe Kirish, and the Guf Vaktuma, they're discussing Smicha, but a straightforward case of Shehiya is absolutely prohibited. So says the Rif. Says the Baal HaMor, what? What are you talking about? Absolutely no Raya whatsoever. Here. Page 9 in the Balamor. The line is the word Shehavia Ripsal. Five lines from the bottom. Shehavia Ripsal the Dvarov, Araya, the Mitchel Chananya, Ukme Mastis and the Belishos, Ema Mafilu Raya, Loyal. What? The Adayim Raglaimu, nothing. What's its first right? The Boilu Malis, Mochla, Tocha, the Gabo, the Osur. Right? Marayesh Bazet. Faloyesh Smicha Bechazara, Kemoshe Smicha Beshia. Vachikamar. What about the Hakdara Bechazaras of the Kira, Shenegruf of the Ktuma, Tocha, the Gabo, the Osur, of Alisma of Shaper Dami? What a bombshell. The Balamoras, the Rip makes absolutely no sense. The same way as we can ask the Shah of Shahiyah with respect to what? Shahiyah. What are you saying? We can ask the Shah of Smicha with respect to Shahiyah. We can ask Smicha with respect to Hachzara. It doesn't prove anything. That's the Kasha of Alamor against the Rif. A tremendous Kasha. A tremendous Kasha. As a matter of fact, Tosis agrees with the Balamor. Take a look at the Tosis on page 2. Page 2. Tosis de Ramaskal Mahu. Mao Lismo, take a look, please, in Tosis. What is it? What's the Shaila? Imas Nisim Lishos Tnan Kobor Lishos. Ila Afsit Tnan, right? Kobor Lafsir. His name is Gakir the Balamor. No. What's the Rif talking about? Says the Or Sameach, at the beginning of Shabbos, the third paragraph in Hilchos Shabbos in the Rambam, for lack of time, I'm not going to read it to you, but you have it in Mar Makomos. The Or Sameach can be found somewhere here in the, I don't know what page it is anymore, but you have an Osamech somewhere here. The Osamech is the following is soaked. Or both instances is soaked. If Hachzara is Oshkud of Nirikim of Vashel, Smicha is Oshkud. Who cares if it's on the fire or near the fire? Bishul is Bishul. Bishul is Bishul is Bishul. Only if it's Shemi Yechata Begatolev, then, oh, page what?
29.
Only with Shemi Chata Begacholim is a possibility of being Matir Smicha Bahachzara. Maybe, because there's no Shemi Chata. Says our Sameach says. So this we're going to understand the Rif from both sides. The Rif and the Rambam is all the same Shita. They hold Achzara is us because of Nirik and Mevashel. So they couldn't learn the Gemara like Tosfos and the Balamor. It's all the Shitasa. That's brilliant. We already pointed out in the first last week. The Machlek is the same people. Tosfos the Balamor on one hand, against the Rif and the Ram on the other hand. What's the Yisur of Achzara? So the Tosfos and the Balamor will learn that the reason for the Yisur of Achzara is Shemi Yechata, so there can be a Shalom of Smicha by there too. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, that's Chazara is also. Why? Nirek and Mevashel. So then Smicha won't accomplish anything. So the fact that the Gemara says, Mal, this book cannot possibly be referring to what? To Chazara. It must be referring to Shehiyah. You see, talk of a Gabra, also, a Mefurish Gemara, against Chananya. Mamash Gavaldik. The Yisod is the Arsameh, page 29, and we just added a little bit to what it says. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, look at the Gemara, a strange conclusion in the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara here on page 2. The Gemara says Toshma. A long discussion. Toshma. The bottom line of the Toshma is that what? That it's Osir. Osir. So the Mashma Gabe Kira Gruf of Tuma. Right? One second. Excuse me. Shmamina, no, I'm reading this line. Shmamina lismoch nami, kitma in, lo kitma lo. I'm a furish gemara, that smicha is asr. What tries to reject the proof? Sounds like at the end the bottom line is that it's asr. My havi Allah, toshma, kirish is lubi kras gemas eitzin, som chalav ema kaimin, I'm a furish a price that it's mutter. So if the ask the tzlach, wait a second. First you bring a raya that it's asr. Then you say, my willing to say it's mutter, what's going on? Answer the tzlach. Before it's talking about Achzara, that's Asur. Here's talking about Smicha, that's Mutter. He's not saying quite the same as the Rif. The Rif said the Gemara never even has the Shaila by Achzara. But the Tzlach of the Gemara has the Shaila by both, in effect. By Smicha, by Achzara, is going to be Asur. And Smicha, by Shehi, is going to be Mutter. The same Yisod on both sides. This is the Rif in the Rambam. Now, Not everybody agrees with this or Samech's Gevaldig Svara. You know why not? Because the Rashba says that, listen carefully please, the Rashba says that HaKasara is also the Nirat HaMavasha. That we spent a lot of time on both last week and this week. Hence this whole heter about Gabi Kedera. And yet, the Rashba says the Gemara Shalair is Smicha VaHavzara. Like Tarsi, he wants to pass like the Malamor, like Kananya against the Rif. So not everyone agrees with the Rosh Meir Schap, but the way we but it's a consensus. Other many do agree. Many do agree.
I don't really understand what the Rosh Meir Schap is.
Why? Well, in Hilchos Bishul, Rabosai, in Hilchos Bishul, must I be directly, exactly on the fire to be considered cooking? No, as long as it's hot. Obviously, it has to be machal ben soy. So if I have a humongous flame over here, and I put the pot right over here, right? So, you know, I could easily cook something that way. Tremendous fire. I'm afraid to put it directly, it's going to burn. So I put it nearby, so it'll cook a little bit slower. And it's considered there. I'm not saying it's Bukhruk. The Rashba is like you. Svi is always Gevaldik. He's Mechavim to the Magen Avraham. That's Mechavim to the Rashba. You're always Mechavim to things that are out of my way I want to go, but you're always Mechavim to the great people. The Rashba is like you. Okay? The Rashba is like you. What? Smicha, that's almost, it can happen. If you need Hefsek Kedera, it probably can't happen. Mm-hmm. If you don't need Hefsek Kedera, sure it can happen. Just don't put it near the fire. Near the fire. We'll get to Blech in a minute. Probably next week. Near the fire. So, Rabosai, I want to show you, Rabosai, one more Mogan Avraham, and I want to stop. And that's in Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkotin Hay. Okay, let's open up. This is in the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone, please look inside if you have it. It's very important. This is page 22. Page 22. Every Jew at 22. Rabosai, look at page 22. They'll wake people up now. Didn't work. That was already up before, Baruch Hashem. Those that don't want to talk about anyway. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Says the Mechaber of Osai. Says the Mechaber. Vafilu eina grufo k'tuma mutter lismoch lo k'tera b'samo chutzala. Says the Magen Avraham Sifkotin Hay. This machlok deira v'chule ve'ein. What's the next word? Machzir la'olam elagabe grukira grufa v'chule v'chol she'ein machzir la'olav ein somchol b'shabbos ad kan the Ramba. Of course, the Ramba holds that tzvicha v'achzara is usher. This is the Ramba. Says the Magen Avraham mashma the b'shabbos usher this mach ve'ein a grufa deivoy b'gemar lo havi ela ve'erev shabbos. Exactly. It's the rest of the riff and the Rambam saying, "I am a magen mishnah v'chei mashma b'riff." Good. The key is the next line, and I want you to figure out the next line. What's the next line say? Avolus, you can memorize it. It's one line. Avolus svara hashnia shari afilu b'shabbes k'moshe kozav ramah sof simizet. What does that mean? What? Let's first start the facts. What is the svara hashnia?
Would that be the
Svarashniya
of the Ramah
that sits in the Machaber?
No, okay,
sorry. No. What's the Svarashniya of the Machaber? Who knows? Hananya! Hananya! Maybe you forgot. That the Machaber.
It already reached
Benjamin
Rusai, says, no,
right? Slow. The Machaber on the first day of Pasch, like the Rabbana, like the Riff and the Ramah. Then he says, the very famous words, that's on page 23, line 10 about, V'yesh Omin. The kolshin is bashal k'macha ben v'soy, right? Mutal l'ashol sagabe kira, right? And you don't even need as long as the macha ben v'soy. I sent the Ramah 5 lines later in small print. V'nagu l'hokel k'svara achrona, and according to Rav Post, it's mitzvah chatchila, not that mutal shiu shogum, as the Bialach wants to say, based on a rush. Yeah. No, we pass like curses, and we are Ashkenazim. And Gemarnu says the Magen Avraham. The Svara Shnir, which is Hananya, Shari, even Lismoch, Bishabis, and the Ramah said Sof Simen Zeh. What do the words mean? Because there are two things we can do on Shabbos, gentlemen. What are the two things we can do on Shabbos? Hachzor is one, what else? No. Hanachal Chatchila. What did the Magen Avraham mean, Rav Ossai? What did he mean? What did he mean? So the Dava Merevav and Rabbi Kiveger square off on this. The Dava Merevav says here, it's on page 22, right? Hainu lismach tchila b'shabes, aval im samach me'er of Shabbos, muta lahachzir for lismach k'demuchach mishtei. My eyes are so bad. I'm not sure if I'm reading, really reading right. Rabbi Kiveger, I see where this is for sure. It's on Kiddush Rabbi Kiveger, also small print. He says, "B'davam Rabbav Kosav, Haynu Lismoch Tchila B'Shabbos." Okay, and even Tchila B'Shabbos, what we call Hanocha L'Chatchila, according to Davam Rabbav, that even that's okay. Even that's what according to the second day of the Mechaber. Rabbi Kiveger said, you're absolutely wrong. You're wrong. Only that Mutal Chatchila is Hachzara, not Hanachal Chatchila. And we'll discuss this next week. Please learn Rabbi Kiveger very carefully with all the Bir Halachas and end of Sifhei. And we'll start with that, Mr. Shem. Next week, I really have to go. So I wish you all a good chance. Can I ask a favor? Can someone bring this to me next week? Just give it to share next week, okay? Because I don't want to carry on. Catch the point.